Floating Rocks by Krishna's Mercy.
बद्धोद्धौ रघुप्तिर्विविधाद्रिकूटे सेतुम कपीन्द्र ककंपित भुरोंगे सुग्रीव नील हनुमत प्रमुखैर नीके लंका विभीषण दिशाविश दग्रदग्धाम.
Quote, Shukadeva Goswami said, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramchandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhishan, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriv, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burnt by Hanuman. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9:10-16.
In reviewing the pastimes of Sri Rama, the famous avatara of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one of the incidents that stands out is the crossing of the bridge to Lanka. Sri Hanuman had previously managed the obstacle by removing its influence entirely. He simply leaped over the vast ocean to reach Lanka in his search for Sita Devi. It was a little different in the next turn. An entire army of Vanaras needed to cross. It was not feasible to have Hanuman turn into an airliner, making various departures throughout the day, carrying passengers with him. For the whole army to cross, a bridge was the best option. They ended up building the bridge using rocks. How could that be? How is this possible? Therein lies the miracle aspect to the adventure. There is a reason that the memory of that incident carries forward to the modern day. The rocks floated. Rama made it happen. This is one way to prove that he is divine. Rama has so much potency that he can create a bridge out of nothing. He can make the impossible possible. That incident proves how God is Satya Sankalpa, desires turn into reality. Dreams come true. The thing is, the skeptics have other thoughts. They think it is impossible to make rocks float. Though there are satellite images today which supposedly show a bridge-like structure around the same area, since covered by water, there must be some other explanation. Either the entire Ramayana history is actually mythology or the bridge was constructed in some other, more explainable way.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that as there is a law of gravitation, the person responsible for that law can find ways around it. They can remove the law of gravitation or do anything and everything at their own will. We already see that the laws of nature have exceptions. Using water as a point of reference, we know that pebbles tend to sink. The game of throwing pebbles is precisely to see how long this law can be postponed. How can we throw a rock on the surface of the water so that it looks like it is skipping, delaying the inevitable of sinking to the bottom? At the same time, a log that weighs thousands of pounds floats. It remains on the surface of the water. This means that there is an exception. There is some other law counteracting the first law. Gravity against buoyancy, or something to that effect. As the rock and the log behave differently when placed on water, it means that the laws governing the corresponding movement are very specific. They are so intricately configured that there must be intelligence at the source. Someone must be in charge. If that source, that someone, can configure the laws, they can find ways to circumvent, as well. This explains how Rama can build a bridge out of floating rocks. He can fight against 14,000 fighters attacking him at the same time. He can lift a bow that no other person in the world can move by themselves. Due to their dedication in service to Rama, people who were otherwise not expert engineers were able to take something basic from nature, like rocks, and turn into something memorable, useful, and ultimately transcendental. In the same way, any living entity, given the proper guidance and encouragement, can serve the same Supreme Lord and reach a successful end in life, no matter what obstacles they otherwise face. In closing, no matter obstacles to face, Sri Rama can erase. like monkeys the rocks taking, for bridge to Lanka making, since for higher purpose to promote, on water's surface to float, even like me worthless and afraid, supreme a useful tool made,